Welcome to The Tourism Teacher. I'm your host, Andy Jasperson. Join me as I help you unveil the inner workings and acronyms of the world of tourism and destination marketing. If you're new to the industry or simply looking to refresh your grasp on the basics and lingo, you've come to the right place. I'll be your guide to a more comprehensive understanding of this fascinating industry. So take your seats, open your notebooks, and join me as we explore the world of tourism together. Let's dive into this lesson from The Tourism Teacher. Hey guys, thanks for joining me today on The Tourism Teacher. We're going to jump into a topic that might not be super exciting on the outset, but really is a big piece of making destination managing organizations or DMOs function properly, and that is money. We don't have a definitive answer to how this works with every single organization because they can vary quite a bit. Sometimes destinations can be funded in a combination of ways, or maybe they're really creative and they figured out something completely different and we are yet to learn about that as a broader industry. But I'm going to cover the main types of funding today and dig in a little bit, but not get too deep in the weeds because I know that we're just starting out. But if this is something that interests you, definitely check out the links that are in the show notes for episodes of the Destination Marketing Podcast that cover these topics more in depth, and you can get some real life examples that different destinations are using today. But to cover the basics, let's start with the types of funding and talk a little bit about those. Probably the most common funding source at this point in time is the hotel occupancy tax. That's a tax that gets placed on each night's stay at a hotel. So when you go visit a destination, stay in a hotel, if you look at the bill, it's going to have different charges laid out. And one of those is going to be something called a hotel occupancy tax. Sometimes it's referred to a little bit more casually as the lodging tax or a bed tax, a tourist tax, room tax. Some call it the TOT, the transient occupancy tax. But basically, this is just, hey, you're staying here, we're going to grab a little bit of extra money, and this is what goes to marketing the destination. The tax is typically voted on by residents every several years, but the cool thing is that this is a tax that the locals are not paying at all. This is strictly coming from visitors, unless you're staying in a hotel in your own town. I guess then you would be a local paying that tax. But generally, the bulk of it is coming from an outside source, so it's kind of free money for a destination and a community. And that money can be used by the DMO to further marketing and bring more people into the destination who then are going to spend their money, and the community will benefit from the sales tax that they are receiving from that visitor. The lodging tax is a tax that the state level can also collect. And many times if they're doing that, they will take that money and allocate it to the various DMOs within the state. Sometimes states will do a percentage and a destination will do a percentage. And so it's a combination of funds, but every single location is different. So I don't want to say this is the way it's done, because there is a lot of variety in that structure. The next type of funding that you might run into is a TID. That stands for Tourism Improvement District. And that's an assessment district where hotels and sometimes attractions and restaurants in that region, in that zone, choose to give up a percentage of their sales to finance improvements within that zone. So it is elective, and the money that's collected has to be used for the improvements in that zone and cannot be allocated elsewhere. So as a result, it turns into a very stable source of income, which is different than a tax, because a tax can be reallocated to a different use. So as opposed to a lodging tax, which is supposed to be used for marketing and funding the DMO, that money technically could get reallocated by the government to something else. Whereas in a TID, they absolutely have to use the money within that those boundaries. So the TID also can be known as a TBID, that's Tourism Business Improvement District, and a TMD, a Tourism Marketing District. Those all fall in with special improvement districts and business improvement districts that a city might implement, say for a downtown or if they're building a stadium or a conference center. That money is specifically raised to use that. And typically those costs are passed through to consumers with higher prices or an extra fee tacked on. If you really want to geek out about this, I specifically call out the Destination Marketing Podcast episode 188, which is funding options for destination organizations with John Lambeth and Mike Testa. They really dig into the nitty gritty, but explain it in a really good way. So if you're interested in this, they are truly the experts in this field. Another type of funding model is membership-based. This is usually implemented if the DMO is connected to a chamber of commerce, but sometimes standalone DMOs do this model as well. This is in contrast to a partnership-based DMO. The membership versus partnership are very different. In a membership model, tourism-related businesses and attractions pay to be a member of the destination marketing team, and they're only featured in marketing materials put out by the DMO if they pay in for those benefits. So if there's a mom-and-pop shop that doesn't have the funding to be covered, they won't be in all of the marketing materials, and they're not allowed to feature them in any of it. Whereas with a partnership, the DMO represents every tourism-related business, and they're not supposed to show preference, but partners with good relationships and who are dependable and respond to questions and emails tend to benefit the most from the DMO relationship just because they've got good communication. One other supplemental source of funding is a co-op that's frequently used as a matching program from the state tourism office. It's sometimes called a grant. It works exactly like a grant. You apply for a specific amount of money and they will match those funds, generally speaking. Hence, it's co-op, like you are putting in money and the state's putting in money. Because the state is also paying for this, typically all of the marketing materials are co-branded with the state and they've got to follow specific parameters set out in the agreement. Many states require the DMO to use this for out-of-state marketing to bring outside visitors with their outside money, so to speak, to come in and invest in the destination. There are some states that allow a certain percentage of in-state marketing to be used, but primarily that money is typically focused outside of the state to bring new visitors in. That wraps up the main types of funding, but regardless of where the money is coming from, it's really important to understand that the amount that is coming in can fluctuate from month to month and year to year. For example, if visitation numbers are lower than expected, the budgets have to compensate and cut spending. Whereas if visitation is higher in a month, it might mean that you've got extra money to spend on special projects or maybe work an extra campaign. A great example of this was 2020 when COVID hit, because every single DMO had to reevaluate how they were going to spend the money that they had allotted for the year because they knew they weren't going to be getting as much as they had originally planned. But then a few months later, when CARES Act money started coming in, all of us needed to get really creative and decide how to best use those funds because we hadn't been planning on them at all. So the budget in a DMO needs to be very flexible and ebb and flow, but 2020 was a real huge exception that we had such a huge change. Because if you're talking about $20,000 versus $2 million change, depending on the size of the DMO, that's a big, big difference. So the director really needs to keep his or her ear to the ground on where the income is sitting. And they work really closely with their accounting firm or their bookkeeper to make sure that the expenditures are aligning with the money coming in. And all of the checks are signed by the director, and really large checks require a board signature for big amounts to make sure that everything is accounted for and everything is being spent legally. As far as how money is planned out throughout the year, a DMO is going to run on a fiscal year or a calendar year. Calendar year simply refers to January 1st through December 31st, but a lot of DMOs don't run on that calendar. So for example, the DMO I worked for ran July 1 through June 30th. And so all of the planning revolves around when that new year, whether that's a calendar year or a fiscal year, when the new year starts. So expenditures are budgeted ahead of time leading up to this new year, whether that's calendar or fiscal. And all of those need to be planned without knowing the exact amount coming in, because it's coming from tax or assessment based on how many visitors are in the destination. So whether a DMO is depending on lodging tax, tourism improvement districts, membership fees, or supplements like co-op programs, or a combination of some of the above, it's really smart to diversify your revenue sources at a DMO because it allows for greater flexibility and creativity in marketing. And also, finding non-public sources of income also alleviates pressure when spending can look quote-unquote suspicious. If you boil down to just receipts, activities like entertaining journalists or providing alcohol at an industry event will sometimes come under scrutiny by the public. So DMOs will often develop additional avenues of income to pay specifically for those expenses. So those are the destination funding basics. I hope you found this helpful. I know it can be a bit confusing when you're getting started, but if you know someone who might benefit from this podcast, please hit share and hit subscribe for yourself so you don't miss a lesson. I hope you join me next time, but for now, class dismissed.